Well, hello and welcome. I'm Andrew Williamson, the Managing Partner of Cambridge Innovation Capital, or CIC as we refer to ourselves. And today I'm delighted to host a conversation with Dr. Ian Jauncey. So Ian has been the chair of our Jersey Fund for several years now, but the reason that we're having this conversation today is that I'm delighted that Ian has increased his involvement with CIC and has joined us recently as an operating partner on our investment team. Our mission at CIC is very clear that, you know, we're in this for the long term. We want to build a sustainable investment practice here in Cambridge that we hope will grow the Cambridge innovation ecosystem and then indirectly grow UK PLC and beyond. We want to increase the number of innovative companies that are being created and financed in Cambridge, and increase their chances of success. We want them to go on to scale to be these global category leaders that we're looking for. But this can only be done if we do this in a sustainable way. We're not interested in having a boom and bust in any one portfolio company or in the ecosystem as a whole. So we're spending a lot of time at CIC engaging with the broader stakeholder community within Cambridge. So this is the university and the other research institutes where we're sourcing IP from, the entrepreneurial community and this growing cadre of folks who wants to build these kind of businesses with us, but also the broader ecosystem as well, the service providers, the infrastructure, everything that's required to build an ecosystem here in Cambridge. And I'd like to hear just some of your thoughts on, having been through a few cycles of innovation and entrepreneurship, what are some of the lessons that you've learned or some of the pointers you would give us for, as we think for sort of the medium and the long term at CIC, how to grow our investment practice in a sustainable way?
It's very timely that I think, Andrew, talking about this, because I was reading towards the end of last year, there was quite a lot of buzz around what was viewed as potentially being another watershed moment within the innovation and technology in the life sciences space. Yeah. Similar to perhaps when Bill Gates wrote his the tidal wave of the internet in 1995, or Steve Jobs held up the iPhone in 2007. But this was about a letter that had gone to quite a number of world-leading CEOs. And what it basically said was, if you concentrate on short-term profit, then your business is going to die. If you don't understand what sustainability is about, you are going to be producing sub-optimal returns. If your organization does not have a purpose, then it's not going to survive. And you step back and you think, well, you know, if this letter had come from one of their non-aligned organizations or whatever else, then you could imagine that perhaps that's the sort of thing they'd write. But it came from Larry Fink, head of BlackRock, $3 trillion AUM, you know, by far the largest investor in our sector. And what he was really talking about is that businesses that allow themselves to simply focus on short-term profits inevitably are not going to be looking at what they need to be doing to contribute to society, including investing in their people, sufficient R&D, making sure that they develop and leave the planet better than when they started. Now, that's quite an interesting way of looking at things, but you go, okay, short-term profits, balance sheet, cash flows, P&L, et cetera, we can define all of those. We know how to do that, double line accounting. And even things like environmental factors, you can have triple line counting. That's been around for some time. But what's behind all of this is sustainability. What's behind it is saying, actually, organizations need to be able to have some sort of intergenerational legacy that shows that they were actually here for a purpose. Sustainability has some credibility. It was defined by the UN way back in 1987. And in fact, here in Cambridge, the university has a center for sustainability leadership. So there is some pedigree here, certainly. And I think what it means for CIC is understanding that for all of our stakeholders, our investors, our entrepreneurs, our team, etc., if we're going to provide any sort of returns for them, then we need an exit at some point. And who's going to be buying? Well, they're going to be looking to say, those businesses that we have helped put together, they have to have a future. They have to have a future to warrant those exits, those IPOs or those trade sales or whatever. And if the largest investor on the planet in our sector, a BlackRock, say those are the businesses that we're going to be looking at, then of course that's going to filter down. And therefore, that's important for us at CIC and all of our stakeholders.
Fantastic. Well, Ian, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today and giving us some a little window into some of your experiences and your perspectives. And thanks again for your time today.